This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, on his latest mission to rein in the Gaza war, told Israeli leaders on Tuesday there was still a chance of winning acceptance from their Arab neighbors if they create a path to a viable Palestinian state. Blinken is on his fourth trip to the region since October. Officials say an American citizen has been arrested on drug charges in Russia, a move that comes amid soaring Russia-U.S. tensions over Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The arrest of Robert Woodman Romanoff was reported by the press service of the Moscow courts. It said a district court had ruled on Saturday to keep Romanoff in custody for 2 months on charges of preparing to get involved in illegal drug trafficking, pending an official probe. It didn't offer any details of the accusations. Russian media has noted that the name of the accused matches that of a U.S. citizen interviewed by a popular daily in 2020. The news about the arrest comes as Washington has sought to win the release of jailed Americans Paul Whelan and Evan Gershkovich. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Korea's parliament on Tuesday passed a landmark ban on production and sales of dog meat as public calls for a prohibition have grown sharply. Office worker Lee Soo-young told the Associated Press she believes it's unethical to eat or kill dogs.
Personally, I agree to the new regulation that is happening in Korea, and I hope all the trend like vegan food and also meat, vegan food, will become more familiar to the Korean people compared to other people worldwide.
And the People's Democratic Party won the most seats in Bhutan's parliamentary elections on Tuesday. This is VOA News. The Kremlin declined on Tuesday to comment on U.S. and Ukrainian assertions that Moscow had fired North Korean missiles at Ukrainian targets, but it also accused Kyiv of using missiles produced by Western nations to strike targets in Russia. Last week, the White House said Russia had used short-range ballistic missiles sourced from North Korea to conduct multiple strikes against Ukraine, citing newly declassified intelligence. A senior Ukrainian official later corroborated the assertion. Activists are fighting in court to get the U.S. state of Georgia to change its voting system. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Election integrity activists and other plaintiffs originally filed suit in 2017, wanting to put an end to the outdated paperless voting machines used in Georgia at the time. Now they say the newer touchscreen system made by Dominion Voting Systems is no more secure or reliable. But Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger has repeatedly defended the system, and he's at times lumped the plaintiffs in this lawsuit with supporters of former President Donald Trump, who've pushed false allegations of election fraud after the 2020 election, including claims about Dominion voting machines. Opening statements in the trial are expected to begin today. I'm Donna Warder.
Last year was the planet's hottest on record by a substantial margin and likely the world's warmest in the last 100,000 years. That's what the European Union's Copernicus Climate Change Service, or C3S, said Tuesday. Scientists had widely expected the milestone after climate records were repeatedly broken. Since June, every month has been the world's hottest on record, compared with the corresponding month in previous years. Here's C3S director Carlo Buontempo.
Well, it's significant in the sense that, every time we break a record, I think it's significant, and it's one of these milestones towards an ever warmer climate. So we haven't yet reached the 1.5 as defined in the Paris Agreement, because that's an average over 20 years. But this year, as an average over the year of the last 12 months, we got very close to it. So we are at 1.48, which for all intents and purposes is 1.5.
The CEO of an Indian AI startup has been arrested on suspicion that she murdered her 4-year-old son after his body was found in her luggage, police said Tuesday. Suchana Seth, who heads the Mindful AI lab in India's tech hub of Bengaluru, was detained when she was traveling between states by taxi. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.